Morning, Boker Tov. We're learning Suvas Daf Sadi Aleph. Suvas Sadi Aleph. We left off really right at the top of Sadi Aleph. We're going to go back to the bottom of Sadi Aleph. Let's just get our bearings again. We had said in the Mishnah that if a person is married to two wives and they both predeceased, he dies before both of them, he's chayvik suva to both of the wives. There's only enough money to pay one of them. The rights of the first, but the one who got married first, comes first. She has rights to collect first. She or Yerushim come before the second one. We had a debate in the Gemara whether or not that means she has rights first, and if the second one usurps, goes and takes first, you might see it from the second one, or no, the first one has rights to take first, but if the second one did chaperes, they can keep it. That was the first discussion of the Gemara. But then the second part of the Mishnah, which is where the main focus is, says that what if the husband marries a woman and she dies first, which triggers the famous idea we had throughout the Mishnah, early in the Mishnah, the third, fourth parak, of ksuvas ben dikrin, because the father of the bride would often give a nice dowry into the marriage, but he had one concern. He didn't want to give a dowry into the marriage if that dowry is going to be inherited by the son-in-law and then rechanneled to all the son-in-law's children, his own wife's, his own daughter's children, but also the son-in-law's other wife's children, which is no relation to this first father-in-law. So the Ksuvas ben Dikrin says that any assets that she brings into the marriage, those should be channeled dafka to the male sons that she has with this husband. So now, the wife dies, the first wife dies, the second wife outlives the husband. The husband then dies, he marries the second wife, and he dies first, triggering an obligation for him to pay the second wife a ksuva. So the Mishnah says that the second wife or her yerushim have rights first to collect ksuva. That's the first, they have first right to collect ksuva, before the other yerushim, the yerushim of the first wife, have the rights to collect the ksuvas and dichim. We pointed out yesterday that the ksuva is like a chayiv, the ksuva is a shtar chayiv, it's an obligation, it's a letter of debt, whereas the ksuvas ben dichim is still, at the end of the day, yerusha. It's not a din of shtar of a chayiv, it's more of a din of yerusha. The chayiv comes before the yerusha. That was the base din of the Mishnah. But the Gemara went on to discuss that the Mishnah teaches us a few chedushim, two of which the Gemara was trying to deflect the riots. One chedush the Gemara would take for the Mishnah was that we still say the din ksuvas ben dikrin. What does that mean? That means the Gemara says we understand that if the husband has two wives and they both die before him, the din of ksuvas ben dikrin would be that wife A channels whatever she bore at the marriage gets channeled to wife A children, and whatever wife B bore at the marriage gets channeled to her children, and then the rest of the husband's assets get split equally amongst the yerushim. That would be a classic case of ksuvas ben dikrin. The point is that both of the wives died before the husband, so the both of the situation of ksuvas ben dikrin, it's kind of a level playing ground. Over there we say ksuvas ben dikrin, but in our case, one wife outlived the husband. And that her and her yerushim are getting regular ksuva. First off, secondly, even after regular ksuva, they want regular yerusha. They want to stick to the regular din of Torah. The descendants of the first wife want ksuvas ben dikrin. So maybe over there, when achas is b'chayev, achas b'maisei, we don't say ksuvas ben dikrin. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to be right that we do, because our Mishnah's pashtus is talking about achas b'chayev, achas b'maisei, and we say ksuvas ben dikrin. On that, the Gemara offered a deflection, a possible deflection. Gemara says, no, maybe our Mishnah, we made a mistake, wasn't talking about ksuvas ben dikrin at all. Maybe our Mishnah was talking about regular Yerusha. We're just saying, first you pay the ksuva of the second, before everyone splits regular Yerusha, but not ksuvas ben dikrin. That was the Gemara's deflection, but this will be a big, this is the Gemara's question. Do we say ksuvas ben dikrin in a case where there's one mechayev, one mevayse, or not? The reason why not again would be because we're scared they're going to fight. The one that's still alive is going to want regular Yerusha. The one that's the Yerushim that the mother predeceased the husband, they want Ksuvas ben dikrin to lead to fights. Maybe if we don't say it, that was one conversation. Another conversation we brought for the Mishnah, both these are going to be part of the Gemara's coming up. That's why I'm reviewing him. The other conversation, the other way we brought for the Mishnah was that we know the halacha is, it's coming up in today's Mishnah as well, the black and white, today's Mishnah. The whole din of Ksuvas ben dikrin has only said this rabbinic din that each wife gets to channel to her children, the stuff she wanted at the marriage, is only if the husband leaves over at least one dinar of regular Yerusha to divide Al Pi Torah. There's a concept even till today that people like similar to this idea, people that they don't want to do the Yerusha based on the dinar Torah where the Bechor gets Mishnayim and the girls don't get anything. They want to divide it up we'll call it a more equitable way. Not just to show that our equity is better than the Torah, but a more equitable way than what the Torah described in terms of splitting amongst the children. But they take a certain portion of the assets and do it Al Pi Torah, and then the rest they do based on how they see fit. So the Chazal, and I don't know the exact same idea, but in a similar vein, Chazal said ksuvas ben dikrin only works when you have an extra diner to divide regular. Then we say that whatever the mother's brought into the marriage gets channeled to the own children. But if you don't have from the father's estate. You don't have from his estate a diner to divide normally. If all the money is taken up by Ksuvas Medichrin, then we won't say Ksuvas Medichrin. That's the Gemara, the Allah in the next Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to be Medayik, our Mishnah. We didn't say a word about the extra diner. We didn't say anything about any word about the extra diner being there. So where's the extra diner? It must be the Ksuva payment. The payment that's going, the debt that goes to pay the wife the ksuva, that serves as extra diner. There's extra money there. Happens to be has to go to the bachayiv, but that's fine. Money goes to bachayiv, and money goes to ksuva would be sufficient to be the extra diner. That was the Gemara's other diak. And again, the Gemara deflected that and said, who said? Maybe the Mishnah's talking about this diner. We didn't mention it, but the Mishnah didn't speak it out. But hachamai skinan, and there's a diner. That was the Gemara's deflection on those 2 points. The Gemara was being a raya in this conversation from a brayse we quoted yesterday. Let's quickly quote the brayse again. I know we read it yesterday, we're short on time, but let's quickly go back to Sadi Amar Beis, quote the brayse from the beginning. If the brayse sounds very, very similar to the Mishnah, but exactly like a Mishnah, and the Gemara wants to make the machlokes in the brayse our shayla. Going back to Sadi Amar Beis, roughly, first words of the line, roughly 6 lines off the bottom of the page. The time of the brayse, nasas v'shayinu mesa. If the fellow married a woman, and then she dies before him. Nasas she marries the second woman, mes who, and then he dies. Very similar to Amish's case. The children of the second wife come after mesa. That's the assumption. Means the children of the second wife come after mesa, and they collect the ksuv of the mother. Doesn't make mention about what happens with the children of the first wife, but it sounds like, if you continue with the form of our Mishnah, the children of the second wife, or the wife, the children of the second wife, or the wife herself, if she'd still be alive, gets ksuva first, and then afterwards, the other children will that only then be entitled to the ksuvas nedichin. That would seem to be the simple taich. Okay, Rav Shimon Eimer, im yesh meisa diner, elu nein l'ksuvas iman, v'elu nein l'ksuvas iman. If there's a meisa diner, then each could take the ksuva of the mother, each could take the ksuvas nedichin, v'emnav, if there's no meisa diner, chok m'shav, they divide equally. So the Tanakam didn't make any mention of the meisa diner. So what's the machlokes? V'emnav, ha'kamifki, Maron says, you know what the machlokes is? The machlokes is whether Mar Savar Achas B'chayv Achas Meisa Yesh Luxuvas Menedichin Umar Savar Achas B'chayv Achas Meisa Ein Lam Luxuvas Menedichin. Maybe the machlokes is our conversation whether when one wife predeceased the husband and the other wife outlives the husband, so one wife and their descendants are in a matzav of Yusha Daraisa, and the other one is in a situation of Luxuvas Menedichin. Maybe the machlokes is, do we say Luxuvas Menedichin there, or we scarce can lead to a fight? Rav Shimon held that even when you have Achas B'chayv Achas Meisa, we say Luxuvas Menedichin, and Tarakam didn't make any mention of the Yerusha of the after the Ksuva, you just spoke about the Ksuva, because you don't say Ksuva is different in the case where only one wife died before the husband and the other wife didn't, because he's scared it's going to lead to a fight. So our Shaila, let it be, isn't that the Machlekes in this Bryce over here? The Mar says, the Mar says that for deflection as to what the Machlekes of the Bryce is, but not whether Achav B'chayev Achav Meise is considered, whether there we say Ksuva is different. Deflection number one. Light. The Kama Achav B'chayev Achav Meise, I'll tell you, Yeshlam Ksuva is different. I'll tell you, everyone agrees to the simple deek we had in our mission. Again, we said it wasn't foolproof. Ultimately, the Mar came back and did like it. The deek in our mission that you do say Ksuva is different when one wife dies before the husband and the other wife dies after the husband, we would say Ksuva is different. So in this Bryce, that's not the Machlekes. So what's the machlekes here? The hacha top of sayyaf and health, the diner karkoy kamifidi. Machlekes is the diner that you need to have extra. This diner that we said has to be in the state in order to have ksuvas nedichin, that the money gets channeled to the children of the mother who brought it in. In order to say that then, you have to have at least one diner that the father gives over to all the children equally. So what type of diner is that? Machlokes is, does it have to be dafka from karka? That's not a kamashita. And if you don't have a diner from karka, then you're not going to say ksuvas nedichin. That's why he made no reference of ksuvas nedichin. That's tarakama. Whereas Rav Shimon held, no, that even if it's a diner of metaltlin, as long as it's a diner for Yerusha, for the children, for the father's estate, directly from the father, without being subject to the diner of ksuvas nedichin, we say that then the ksuvas nedichin would apply based on that diner, even if it's metaltlin. Says more not so fast. We must amrechi. Can you say this? For tana, we learned in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Eimer, after the yeshem zchasim she'ein lemachrayis. If there's the chasma coming up in the Mishnah, coming up in this summit, coming up in 20 lines from now, in the Mishnah summit, which describes, it's funny, we would focus very much on this extra diner, the Mishnah about the extra diner we didn't even have yet, it's coming up later in the summit. But Rav Shimon in that Mishnah says, it's not sufficient to have the chasma she'en lemachayis, even if you have a lot of money, if it's ein lemachayis means movable, not karka. Even if you have a lot of money, it's nothing. Yes, sir, I'll stay ksuvas diner. You have to have them more than the two ksuvas that the mother's born at the marriage, more than the two dowries. There's at least a diner of nechas v'sheish v'chayim, at least a diner of karka. We see Shimon himself is makban karka. How can you say the machlokes says whether you need a diner or not, whether you need a diner of karka? Or it could be even Metaltan, if Shimon holds it could be Metaltan, or if Shimon clearly says it cannot be Metaltan, it could be karka. And before we go further, we will see the Gemara later on is going to offer a simple solution. So flip it. See, Rav Shimon is the one that says diner from karkas what's required, like he says in the Mishnah, and Tanakamos, that even Dina Metalton is okay. Even Dina Metalton is okay. Meaning that the Rishim is being more machmer on what you need and not more mekel. The Gemara ultimately is going to say that is an option later on, just to, once we're over here in the Cheshbon, it's that I point out now. The Gemara later on will offer that as a potential solution. Okay. Elhach Medina Bishavim, Kabif Gemara wants to say another deflection. Okay, the deflection first of Karka versus Metalton, for now we're falling off it. But let's say the Machlekes is not, again, whether or not one could predecease the husband and one dies after the husband, whether we're scared about fighting, or we don't say Ksuvus Nedichrin, or we still say Ksuvus Nedichrin, that's not the Machlekes. Everyone agrees you say Ksuvus Nedichrin. The Machlekes here is, well, everyone agrees you say Ksuvus Nedichrin, even if one dies first and one dies afterwards. What's the Machlekes here? Halcha B'dinah B'shabni K'mifni. Machlekes here is whether a diner of Meshubadim could work as the extra. He's getting the husband to have an extra diner. This extra diner, that's machlekes, what does it mean, diner b'shabdi? Some Rishonim know what it means is that if the husband doesn't actually possess the diner, it's owed to him. He dies, and he has a creditor who owes, he has a debtor who owes him a diner. That's what some want to learn. Others want to say it's opposite. He has the diner, but he owes money, and it's meshubit to others. So if he, even though he has the money, but it's meshubit to others, is that called having the money? Okay, either way, it's machlekes Rishonim, which way the meshubit, which way the word meshubit over means. For either way, the Gemara is supposed to explain, the machlekes says, but it has to be dafka b'nei chayrin money, the diner, or keep me meshubadi. It says, more massover, b'nei chayrin in, the Tanakhama holds that b'nei chayrin works to be the diner, to have the extra money that you need in order to say the rest could be Suvas Medikrin, Umar Meshavdi Loi, but not only Menecharin, not Meshavadim. Umar Sav Shimon comes to say, Afilu Meshavdi Ib Meshavadim could work to be the extra diner. Iyachi Es Gemara, but the lush is no good, because till now we're taking the approach, reading the Gemara before also, we're taking the approach that Shimon is more lenient, so to speak. He's faster to apply the din of Suvas Medikrin. The lush of Shimon was different. The lush of the Baisa was opposite. Rav Shimon Aimer, Im Yesha Meshavdi Diner. The Lashon HaBraisa was, Rav Shimon says, if there's a Maisa Diner, then you can say Ksuvus Nedichrin. If there is an extra, if there's no extra Diner, you cannot say it. Sounds like he's qualifying, he's being more stringent. According to way of explaining it, Rav Shimon would be more Mekel. Tanakhama says, Dafka B'nei Chayrin works, and Rav Shimon is saying, even a Diner of Mishabadim works. So it would be even a Diner of Mishabadim. Says the Gemara, again, Yachi, Rav Shimon, Eimer, if there's a Maisa Diner, the Lashon HaBraisa was, Rav Shimon says, if there's extra Diner, then we have no Ksuvus Nedichrin, the Lashon should be Kivan, small change, instead of im to kivan, but kivan means since kivan sheshu shomayis dinner, but by the way, which now we have mashmais of being more encompassing. Since there's a mayis dinner, that's enough to make it. Since there's a mayis dinner, even though it is from mishubadim and not from an echirin, that'll be enough to make it satisfy that requirement of having an extra dinner. But he'd be more encompassing. The lashon we have of Shimon's be more machmer, so vayta doesn't fit. Ella. You know what the machlekes is? Whether less than a diner is good. And now we're going to make a Shimon the machmer. We're arguing whether less than a diner is sufficient. Marasav diner in pachas diner loy. Sorry, at first the Mara goes the other way. The Mara still goes the other way. That the Tanakhama holds that a diner is enough. Less than a diner is not enough. Well, Marasav avir pachas diner. Shimon comes to say that even less than a diner is enough. Ask the Gemara, makes no sense. For a Shimon diner comer, the Mara doesn't even bother with the question I had before. That Shimon was seemingly more machmer, not more mekel. The Mara just says, Rav Shimon says clearly a diner. Tanakam made no mention of any money at all, no amount. Rav Shimon mentions clearly a diner, so you can't tell me that Rav Shimon holds less than a diner is okay. So what are you going to say? Flip it. Rav Shimon holds you need a diner, and it's not going to be machmer. Tanakam holds you don't need a diner. Very gishmak. Says the Mara Chite, maybe going to say, flip it. Flip this explanation. Say Rav Shimon holds you need a diner, and Tanakam says even pachmer diner, as long as there's somebody there. That's enough to satisfy the obligation of classic Yerusha, and the rest can be Ksuvus Nedichrin. The Gemara says, but Tanakam de Rosisa, Nami Adina Kamar. In the mission that's coming up later in this Amid, Rav Shimon says you need a diner, and he elaborates, Gabi Dafa Karka. Tanakam also says you need a diner. And the assumption is the same Tanakam that we have in this price, argue with Rav Shimon, is the same Tanakam in the mission coming up. It's three shitas on the Sugya. It makes sense that there's two different shitas, Rav Shimon and whoever argues with him in this topic. So the Chayra, both of them agree coming up in the mission that you need a diner, so they can't be a pshat that the machlekes is whether pachas medina is enough, because it seems like everyone agrees they need at least a dinner. So you're back to, again, is the machlekes whether if one dies before the father, one dies after the husband, whether you still say ksuvus nedichrin, meaning is the machlekes our discussion? Gemara says no. Go back to your first two answers. First answer was, again, machlekes of karka versus metaltalin, whether the dinner has to be karka or keep me metaltalin, or machlekes whether keep me from mishabadim. Ella kihanach tri lishnikama. Go back to the first two lishinas. And what was our issue? The issue was we had problems in both cases. Either Rav Shimon holds Gabi Dafka Karka, or we had a problem that the Mishubadim, that Rav Shimon is supposed to be the Machmer, it sounds like he's the Mekel. V'epuch, taka flip it. Flip the understanding of the Braisa. Meaning the Tanakhama was saying that the first set of Yerushim they collect, even if it's metaltlin, or they collect even if the ksuvus nedichin will apply, even if it's metaltlin, or even if it's only an extra diner that's meshuvin. The extra diner can be metaltlin or can be meshuvin. And if Shimon comes to be machmer and say no, only if it's a free and clear extra diner, then we say ksuvus nedichin. Otherwise, we won't say ksuvus nedichin. Point is, the Gemara successfully deflected that the machlekes tanakam Shimon is not necessarily our machlekes, whether achas b'chayav achas meisav, whether there we say ksuvus nedichin. Maybe they both agree that you do say ksuvus nedichin. No one argues that. How machlekes says whether you satisfy the obligation of meisav diner with karka or Dafka or even Metaltlin, or were they satisfying with Dafka Bnei Chayrin, or could it even be Mishabadim? Amr Mezuch Mishay Dar Papa. Hilchasa, the halacha of this whole topic that we've had for the past Amr and change, Achas B'chayav Achas Meis, if one wife predeceased the husband and one wife dies after the husband, Yeshlam Tzuvus Ben Dechon, the Nidik Tzuvus Nechon is going to apply, even though one of them is working strictly one of them is pushing specifically from the Nidichon, other one wants to stick with regular Dini Risha, it potentially to fight. No, the din of Ksus Nidichon applies, even though one of them dies before the husband, only one died before the husband, another one died after the husband. And the next din is, Uksubanas Mesa Chaverta. And the other din, we have a second din we have from the Mishnah, the Lach is like that as well. We said you need an extra diner in the estate over and above the Yerusha that's coming from the wives. You need an extra diner that comes directly from the husband's own estate to do Yerusha. That extra diner can be satisfied by the ksuva. The fact that there's money to pay a ksuva, even though, again, that money would be an extra diner. It happens to be there's a chayv called a ksuva that has to go to pay the ksuva, but that'll be enough to satisfy the din of meis diner, even the money that goes to the ksuva. Says the Gemara. Why don't they both these psakim? By definition, let's see. If you would have just told me the first halacha, that we say the nidicha applies even one dies before the husband, one dies after the husband, v'leishmin, I didn't tell me the second halacha, ksuvah nasa b'maisa chavarita, and didn't tell me the second halacha, that ksuvah could serve as the extra diner that's required in order to say ksuvah nidichin. So havamina iyaka b'maisa diner in ilai lai. I would say ksuvah's not good enough. If you only tell me the first din, I wouldn't be able to infer from the first and the second din, so you need to tell me the second din. But says I'm going to go the other way. By definition, if there's a ksuvah, let's just do some basic math. If there's a ksuvah being paid, that means there's one wife that outlived the husband. If there's a ksuva being paid, right, by definition, if you're paying a ksuva, that means there's a wife that outlived the husband. And there's obviously, we're talking about a case where there's another wife that predeceased the husband, that's the point over here. So, by definition, if you tell me that a ksuva could serve as the extra diner in order to say ksuva sedichrin, any person who's going to understand, who's going to think about it for a minute, will chap that obviously, achas b'chayav, achas b'maisav, one wife outlived the husband, and one wife died before the husband, you still say ksuvah nedichin, and it applies. So what the Gemara is just asking, you could have been more frugal with your words. You could have just paskin that ksuvah could serve as the maisav diner, and you'll know from there that achas b'chayav, achas b'maisav has a din of ksuvah nedichin, says Gemara. Why don't you just teach me the din that ksuva could be the extra the meis of the dinner? I'll know that's only applicable when you have one wife that predeceased the husband and one wife outlived the husband, and we're saying the din of nedichin clearly applies there. Gemara says a nice chab. Gemara says no, because who says we restrict it to only two wives? A husband can take more than two wives. He can take three wives. You can have two wives that predecease him. So you already have two wives that are in a matzav of. Benedichin territory. So over there, it's not one against one. There's two wives who are benedichin, and it even gets better. And the third wife, we're speaking outside and inside, the case is where the third wife didn't even have any sons. All the third wife had was a daughter. So all that daughter is entitled to, anyways, the ksuva, that she's out of the picture. Her mother outlived the husband, so the mother's entitled to ksuva. The mother dies now, the daughter can collect her mother's ksuva. But from Yerusha perspective, she's getting nothing, aside from Yerusha deraisa, aside from ksuva's benedichin. It's dafka. It's a din that goes to the male children, not the female children. It's because the din ksuvah is different. So she's out of the picture anyway. So you're left with two wives, the first two wives that are predeceased, that both died before the husband. So if that's the case, that could be a scenario where the ksuvah has a diner, it supplies the diner, and the nidichin is going to apply to the other two wives. It wouldn't be a riot to our shayla of achas b'chayav achas meisei, says Gemara Gishmaka Chav. Yes, if you told me just stop the din of the ksuva serving as the extra diner, I still wouldn't know that achas b'chayav achas meisei has the ksuva nidichin. Why? Because Havmin, I can tell you what's the case. The guy married three wives. Who makes you shtayim b'chayav achas meisei? Two wives died before him, and one wife died after him. Hanach the meisach the one that died after him. Yelatz the kevi only gave birth to the daughter, didn't have any sons. So she's not in the parsha of Yerusha. Not by Yerusha. She's not in the parsha of Yerusha b'klal. She's able to collect the ksuva, but not the parsha of Yerusha. And you're telling me that the ksuva works to be the extra diner, and therefore the other two wives can, their yarshim can split in a ksuva, in a ksuva's benedichin method, and not a regular classic Yerusha d'oraisa method, because the ksuva satisfied it. So that would be a case of ksuva satisfied it, but you have no right to achas b'chayav achas meisav. Aval achas b'chayav achas b'maisai. But in our case, where one wife died before the husband, one wife died after the husband, and the one that died after the husband has a son, maybe we're back to our concern of fighting, and we wouldn't say in that case, Kamashma, then we still say it. Very geshmak. So, therefore, we need to speak up both dinim. Halach the Meisach, Achach Meisach has Ksuvus Medikrin, and Meiser, the Ksuvus Kasurf has the Meiser Diner. Okay, Zak the Mishnah. Mishnah, that was, I would call, that was still finished with the Cheshbon Yesbe, the more difficult Cheshbon of today's learning. The rest of it is, the rest of the daf, I think, is definitely more simple. Mishnah Nasa Shinashim, a person who's married to two wives. Umesu, they both died. Vachamesu, they both died before him. Each one of these seven, the classic ksuvas nidichin, each one to get what their mother brought at the marriage. But there's only enough money for two ksuvas. Let's give numbers to it. We're going to borrow the numbers that the Gemara is going to bring in five lines for now. That the first, right at the beginning of the Gemara is going to bring a price to bring numbers. Let's say one mother brought it to the marriage $1,000, and one wife brought it to the marriage $500. So the estate left over a total of exactly $1,500. So outside of the monies that the mother's brought in, there's $0 to divide from the father as regularly Yerusha Deraisa. If you go with Ksuvus Nedukrin, then each one's getting their mother's Yerusha, and there's no Yerusha Deraisa. So over there we say, you're missing the Meisah Diner, you don't have the extra money to divide with the Din Deraisa, and we won't say Ksuvus Nedukrin. Which ends up happening now is, you have $1,500, let's assume no Bechars, let's just keep it simple, no Bechars, so $750 goes to one child, one son, 750 goes to the other child. So essentially, the one who's supposed to get 1,000 loses 250, the one who's supposed to get 500 gains 250, that's where there's no extra dinner. It says Mishnah, Chalk and Meshava, it gets divided equally if they all you have is the ksuvas over here means the ksuva means the money for the mothers, the money for the state, there's no extra money for the father. Hayesha by Skinner, if there's an extra dinner and they can be divided with regularly Rusha from the father, Elan and the ksuvas even, so they divide that regularly, and then each one of the children could get the ksuvas even, Elan and the ksuvas even, and the ksuvas even. So that's clear. Tanakhama is saying this din of Meiser, you need Meiser dinner. In Amri Yisayman, what if Yisayman say the ones, let's say you had $1,000? Say to the, what's going to be simple? We'll take off a dollar. Makes sense to them. We're going to give a dollar to the state. We're going to add a dollar, a diner, into the state. Let that diner be the diner that's divided. And like this, we'll be able to get back. Instead of 1,000, we'll get 1,000 minus a diner. And our half brother, my half brother, will get the other 500. Says Mishnah. We'll add to our father's estate a diner. We don't listen to them. You praise the assets and bezim what it's worth, and if you don't have any money extra in the valuation above what the wives brought into the marriage, then you do not do ksuvas nedikrin, you divide equally amongst the children as the father's Yerusha. What if there's nechasim that are fit to come? They're not here yet. Meaning, let's say the father died, and he only has exactly what the wives brought into the marriage. Two wives. Birth of marriage, no extra assets, but his father's still alive, let's say the grandpa's alive, and the grandpa has a lot of money. So there's money going to be coming to the estate, there's money down the road, or it can be, right, or there's, yeah, that's, let's leave it at that. So there's money that's destined to come to the estate, but it's not here right now. We don't treat that money as if it's mukhsib, we don't treat that money as if we already have it, and therefore, you're still going to be stuck with not having enough money to distribute a Yerusha from the father, and you won't do the din of Ksuvus Nedikrin. Rishim says, forget about money that's destined to come, it's not here yet. Let's say there was money left over, but it's cash, it's movables, it's metalplum, it's not karka. Then we quoted this Rishim earlier in the daf, Einam Klum. The extra dinar is not good enough if it's not from karka. Achin Sham Nechasim, Shesh Lamachrayas, Yeshash Te Ksuvus dinar. Has to be Nechasim of karka that is more than the two. The assets the mothers brought into the marriage, more than the two ksuvas of the mothers, has to be a diner of karka. Then we say Yerusha is satisfied, the regular shtaraisa is satisfied with that diner, and the rest can be divided based on what each mother brought into the marriage, with regularly the diner of ksuvas nedikrin, but again, only if you have a diner of karka to start with. Okay. Tanaba. We looked at a brisa. Similar to our Mishnah, this really elaborates on our Mishnah. Luzu elef, luzu chavish meis. Let's say one wife brought into the marriage ksuva of 1,000, one wife brought into the marriage ksuva of 500. And the husband dies. And the children each want to get their mother, well, not each, but the one that brought 1,000 certainly wants to get what the mother brought in. Im yesh shal meis dinner, if there's extra dinner there of Yerusha that can be divided from the husband, from the father's estate, from the husband's estate, equally as a regular Yerusha. Each one of the children would get the ksuvas nedikrin, the ksuva about the mother brought at the marriage. If it lav, but if there's no extra dinner there, yechalik b'shava, then they divide the $1,500 equally, so it's either 1,000 and 500, 1,000 to one. What would the wife that brought 1,000, her child gets 1,000, the one who brought 500 gets 500, or if there's no extra dinner there, they split the whole estate 1,500 equally, meaning 750 each. Okay, that's the din of our Mishnah. The Braisa just kind of elaborated with some numbers. Pshitas, number now has a shayla. Meruven is matter. What if at the time of death, the father had extra money? He had extra money to have the extra dinar, and then he lost it. The money's went out of value. They got lost. Got wiped out. The markets went down. Kikar kvar zachu b'mirshim. It's pasha. So what's the shayla? Do we say that since there was a surplus dinar at the time of death, so the din of ksuv sedukhin already took effect, and each one gets what the mother brought in? Or do you say since you didn't divide yet, and b'shas you're dividing, the surplus is gone, they don't get each one what their mothers brought in? Says the gemara kvar zachu b'mirshim. It's pasha. The second there was the father died, and there was an extra dinar there, the yershim of zeichin, that which their mother brought to marriage, the zeichin ksuv sedukhin, and doesn't reverse. What's the shiloh? What about the other way? What if the husband's father dying, he did not have any extra assets? So that would not make it a ksubas medichin split, it would make it a regular, just split the assets equally. But then the assets that he had became worth more money. So now that they're worth more money, you have a meisah dinar now, b'shas chalukah. What happens over there? Tashima, there's a story. Tzirtzer, muatim is rabba. The nechasim of our tzirtzer was a nechasim muatim, not enough to have extra dinar, and it became more. Also, going to rabba, they came from the rabba. Rabba Lura, rabba says, Zilpaisinu, give the yershim that their mother brought more. Their mother brought, let's quote the numbers we had till now. Their mother brought $1,000, 1,000 zuz into the state. Give them the 1,000, and you keep 500. You have to give it to them. Now, b'shas chalukah, there's enough money to have a surplus dinar, so you have to do it properly and give ksuvs nedirchin. Le'ashlu, but the yershim who had the less amount, they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to split it equally. They didn't want to split it. Give them the fair portion. They want to split it evenly. Amar lehu, so Rambam said, ilam afsinu lehu, if you don't settle and make them happy with what they're supposed to get, I'm going to hit you with like a maka, with a thorn that doesn't make blood, which means I'm going to put you in chayrim. I guess before, or in separating chayrim, he sent it to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was, of course, the gadol in Medina Mamanis. Send Rav Nachman, maybe they'll listen to Rav Nachman's psak. Well, indeed they will, because Rav Nachman's psak was going to be in their favor. Let's see. Amar Rav Nachman said to them, "Kishem shem ruvim v'smatu tapam beis." Just like when it's ruvim v'smatu zechem yershim. Just like when you have a lot of money b'shas the misa, and then it becomes less. We say you already zechem the din ksuv shadichin, because whatever was b'shas misa, that was kaveya in that direction. So to the other way, kach muatim nisrabu. If b'shas misa was very little and then became more, it already was established that you're splitting the assets equally. You're not doing ksuv shadichin there. Zechem yershim. The yershim of the smaller ksuva already have rights to 50%, and it doesn't go back. So Rav Nachman actually paskin different than Rav Amram. So they won out by going to Rav Nachman. It was to their benefit. Says Gemara, who gaver? Skip the simon. Who gaver? There was a fellow who owed 1,000 zuz. Havli tri apandi, and he had two. Houses. Apandi means like mansions. He had two mansions. So he borrowed $1,000. He had two thousand zuz. He had two houses. He sold one for 500 zuz. Another one for 500 zuz. He sold each one 500 zuz. So of course the lender now wants to come collect. The guy doesn't have money, so he's going to the kuchas and the take back each of these houses. As b'chayv tarfa l'chad minayim. B'chayv went and took one of the houses for the first 500. Hadak tarfa l'idach, he went to go collect the second house for the other 500. Now again, maybe these homeowners had a din of achrayus with the seller, they can go back and get the money back from the... Now they have to go back and get back the money from their seller, who is the borrower, but the lender is coming to collect back his obligation on these properties that have liens. So he took one, he's trying to get the second one. So the buyer, he wanted to keep the mansion. The house they bought. He took 1,000 zuz and he said to the creditor as follows: If you're masking that the first mansion was worth $1,000 to you, then take it. You got back all your money. Meaning, he's saying that houses went up in value since we bought it to now. They went from 500 to 1,000. So you're fully paid back. You got back 1,000 by collecting the first mansion. So if you're happy with that, then call it a day. And if not, shakal alfa zuzi v'stalik. If you hold that it's not worth, these houses not worth 1,000, I'm not giving you my house and you get the first house also, because that's $2,000. Makes no sense. If you hold it's not worth it, I'll give you 1,000. I'm paying you off 1,000 and give back the first house, because it's not fair that you should end up with 1,500. It's not fair that you should end up with even the shitaska. I'm giving you 1,000 plus you had 500 from before. It'll be 1,500. You have to give it back. That's our Mishnah, where the Yisraelim want to come and top up. They want to come and top up the estate to add the extra dinar that's missing in order to have the ksus and dechen, and we say it doesn't work. If you want to top up the worth of the father by a dinar, the father's estate by a dinar, we said it doesn't work to create the surplus dinar in order to say ksus and dechen. So here too, he wants to top it up with 1,000 zuz. It doesn't work. Mara says, no, it's not a comparison. Amalei Rava, mi dami, hasimus upset liasmi. Over there, when the one group Yisraelim does this, it causes the other, their half brothers to lose out, because otherwise lose out because you're switching the split from a 50-50 split to a Ksuvas Medichron split. So husbands specifically asked me, they have no right to do that because they're topping up the estate, caused a loss to the other Yarshim. Over here, the creditor is going to be whole. He lent 1,000, he's getting back 1,000. Who cares if he doesn't agree with the buyer's valuation of the first mansion? Doesn't make a difference. Alpha's Yav, Alpha's Shakal. He lent 1,000, got back 1,000. So don't bring me a proof from our Mishnah that the Lekuchas can do this. Maybe the Lekuchas could make that stipulation. Says Gemara. V'tirfa Bekama. So let's say the creditor agrees. He agrees to keep the first mansion as payment. As payment. Let's say he says, I hear you're right, you know what, markets went up, I'm not going to take your money, I'll keep the mansion I took, it's my $1,000. Fine. So how much does the buyer who lost his house get to go back to the seller and get? Does he go back, get $1,000 now? Because he bought a house $500, yeah, he only spent $500, but it's worth $1,000, and it was taken away, so he's entitled to $1,000? Or no, he's only entitled to the original $500. Ravina Amar Ba'alf, Ravina says entitled to $1,000, because it was a full $1,000 taken away from him. And don't forget, the seller of the house, who was the borrower, he had his $1,000 loan taken care of through this house. So he did benefit $1,000. So he has to pay back to the house buyer $1,000, even though he only paid $500 for that house. Avira Amar B'chamesh Me'ah. No, Avina says, Chamesh Me'ah, Vilchus B'chamesh Me'ah. Unbelievable. Halach is that no, that the person who bought the house for $500, if it gets taken away from him, even if it got taken away and satisfied a loan of $1,000, he's only entitled to get back his purchase price, not the appreciation of value, then it went up. Hu Gavra, another very similar story, just different numbers, just 10% of this. Hu Gavra, that Masad Me'ezus, there's a fellow who's owed hundreds, it's not a thousand, a hundred. How they trade, didn't carry, he had two pieces, two small fields. Chad Zavinu B'chamish, Chad Zavinu, he sold two small pieces of fields, each one for 50 Zuz. So Mamish, the same idea, but just instead of 1,000, a 500, it's 150-50. Also, B'chayiv Tarfon Chaminau, B'chayiv came and collected for the first 150, then he collected the land from the buyer. Hadas Kutar Lich, when they go collect the other one, Shaka Me'ezus, because of the Gabe. The buyer took 100 Zuz and said to him, Vamalei, Ishav Lach Me'ezus, Lachai. If the first field you took, your maskim really is worth $100, 100 Zuz now, so you're really whole, you have nothing else to collect, let's call it a day. V'ilai Shaka Me'ezus V'stalik. If not, take the 100 Zuz and get out of here from both fields and let us keep the fields. I mean, I'm not giving you the field plus. I'm not giving you both fields. It's worth 200 zuz. Some of the labor, exact same shakataya, had a mesisin. This is like the Mishnah where the Yisayimim attempt to top up the estate in order to cause there to be enough to have two and a dikrin. In Rabbi Yisayim, we say you can't do that. So you thought the same thing over here. In this case, instead of it's Rava, before it was Rabbi Bechama, and Rava deflected here to Yosef, and Abaye deflects. I'm Abaye, me dami hasam mislup say the liyasim. Over there, the Yisayim losing out by doing this. By doing that inflation. Over here, Hacha Pesedi Miyisle, over there, and Hacha my Pesedi Yisle. What Pesedi is there over here? Mea Yav, Mea Shakal, the guy gave 100, and he's taking back 100. What's the difference? Okay, and therefore, over here, it would work. And the guy, he could push aside the creditor by giving him the 100. The tier for Bekamek Kasvinon says Gemara. So if the creditor keeps the first field and calls it a day, he doesn't take the money. He takes the first field, calls it a day. How much could the buyer of that land go back for? Could he go back for the full 100 that it's worth today? Or does he only go back for the 50 that he paid for it? Avi Amar Meir, Avi says he gets the full 100. Avi Amar B'chamishin, he gets 50. The Elchus is that he gets 50. Who got it? There's a fellow that, once we're on the topic of these types of conversations, we segue into a very related, but a different scenario. There's a fellow that borrowed 100 zuz, who's owed 100 zuz. Who got it? That Masad Me'ezus, Shachim. I take it back. He owed 100 zuz. He was the debtor. And he died. Shava Kitin, we know from Yisayim, he can't collect Katmatalta, and you only collect Karka. Well, guess what? Shachav, he died. Shava Kitin and Ara Davi Shava Chemish Zuz. He left over a piece of a land, a field, that was worth almost 50 Zuz. Asma Chavakadar, Asma Chav came, and the creditor came and took, collected at least that, that's 50. Also, he asked me, Yavli Chemish, and Yasmin says, the same way, they said, you know, listen, money we have cash. We want this field from our father. So they went and they paid money, Chemish Zuz, instead of giving him the field. Instead of him taking the field, they gave him money. Hadar Katarf, he said, all right, great. He took the 50, put in his pocket. He said, now, give me the field. Because he still owed another 50. Also, Kameh Dabayi, the Kippur Dabayi, Amalem, Abayi said, the mitzvah, he said, before Yechavim, the Hani Kamei mitzvah, Avitzisu. There's a mitzvah he said to pay the chayim of the father anyway, so we view the first monies that you're doing not as an exchange that you're buying the field of him, but rather as the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah to fill the obligation of paying up your father's debt, especially for the father's estate. There's other cash. It just wasn't targa. There's a mitzvah to pay up. Hash guitar, bidin guitar, and therefore the guy who's collecting out is collecting bidin. But the Mara says, it depends. If they specifically say, here's 50 zuz in exchange for the land, then you can't do that. If they didn't say that, that's when he's able to go take the second land the second time. But if they specifically said, we're paying you off, here's 50 zuz instead of the land, if they specifically say that, then the guy can't double dip because he's essentially collected the land, even if he didn't actually take it, and sold it back to them, that he can't, that's not something they inherited from the father, that's their own purchase, and therefore he would not be able to take it back for them a second time. It's supposed to be here, pick up Mitzvah after Yom Tov, have a good fast, easy fast.